This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 297 for Wednesday, March 6th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on Wednesday morning, adding to the gains from the turnaround in the overnight session. The May contract adds $4 at $599.30 per ton, while the July contract rises $3.40 at $606.90 per ton. Spillover is coming from upticks in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Advances in global crude oil prices are lending support to the vegetable oils. Declines in Chicago soy beans and soy meal are trying to put a lid on further increases in canola. Meanwhile, canola continues to climb further above its 20-day moving average. Canola crush margins ease back, with the May and July positions between $165 to $167 per ton above the futures. Stat Canada is set to publish its survey-based planting intentions report on March 11th. Trade expectations are either side of the 22.1 million acres seeded last year. The Bank of Canada holds its key interest rate at 5%. Analysts project the central bank's first rate cut to come perhaps in June. The Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 73.89 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.63. Ahead of Friday's supply and demand estimates from the United States Department of Agriculture, ending stocks for soybeans are expected to bump up to 319 million bushels. Corn to see its carryover slip to 2.15 billion bushels, while the carryout for wheat is to be relatively steady at 657 million bushels. Above normal temperatures remain in the weather forecast for most of the U.S. While chances for precipitation are near normal for the northern plains, the heartland is expected to see above normal precipitation through to the end of next week. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday morning. The May contract loses 6 cents at $11.43 per bushel. May soy meal gives up $3.70 at $326.20 per short ton. But May soy oil advances almost 6 tenths of a cent at 45.62 cents per pound. Chicago corn is slightly lower, with its May contract down 1.5 cents at $4.25 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with its May contract losing 3 cents at $3.59. The U.S. wheat complex is moving downward, with Chicago May falling 9 cents at 542. Kansas City May drops 10 cents at 559.5. And Minneapolis May gives up 5 cents at 650. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, March 6th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.